That's a swinging little track from the Nat King Cole Trio called Homeward Bound. In these days of pandemic, of stay at home, you're liable to take for granted the roof you have over your head. That's something that the folks at the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless never do. And I want to say good morning to Kathy Alderman, who's safe at home from the elements here. Good morning, Kathy Alderman. How you doing this morning?
Good. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for inviting me on today.
Yeah, we wanted to check in with you. When we started thinking about this story, it was a much more mild situation. And I was just thinking about the folks that that are kind of ordered to stay at home, but their home is usually in a non-traditional place. Sometimes it's a row of tents on 22nd, just east of downtown. It might be a park, it might be an urban park. What's the latest on how, not counting days like today, how homeless fare when there are stay-at-home orders? What are the homeless to do in a situation like that?
Well, you're right. This is a very difficult situation to be told to stay at home when you don't have a home. And so right now, people that are unhoused are forced to make the decision of whether to go into a shelter situation, which might be crowded, which might not be the best decision from a public health perspective, but might be the only shelter option that they have. Or they're forced to sleep outside, sometimes in tents, sometimes out in the elements. And on days like this, that also becomes very dangerous. And so we're working right now to try to get people into safe spaces, including motels and hotels.
I've heard a lot about motels and hotels as being part of the solution, maybe a longer range solution. It's just you got to get people into a place with walls around them, with some electricity, with some hot water. But we're in COVID-19, and so there's some health issues as well. You talk about social distancing in a shelter. They've got to change their bed layout and the way, you know, they've got to have personal protective gear. I'm sure there are a lot of challenges.
There are, and I think, you know, several weeks ago, our shelters were really at capacity, and it's one reason why the city of Denver made the move to open the National Western Center to provide for that physical distancing between beds and to give people some additional space to be in. Of course, now we're seeing that the National Western Center is pretty much at capacity, and so some of those shelters that were consolidating to the center are now having to open back up to provide spaces for people. But ideally, we would get people out of these congregate settings, especially high-risk people who are likely to have health complications if they were to contract the virus. And that's why we are moving as quickly as we can to secure additional motel hotel spaces. But we need to do more, and we probably need our state government to step in and help us either to provide incentives to these motels and hotels to get them to participate, or maybe even to demand that they engage with homelessness service providers to get people into safer spaces.
Kathy Alderman is the Vice President for Communications and Public Policy at the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless. Springtime is ahead. You know, that's kind of a joke in Colorado. I've seen snowstorms in May as well that just throw the whole thing up. I thought we were through the worst of the weather, and it's days like today that just throw all of our best plans, out the window, like the National Western.
It is difficult when we have these weather events because transportation becomes more difficult. Finding people to help bring them inside becomes more difficult. And obviously getting the critical resources to folks that they need to stay warm can be even more difficult because, you know, everything is closed down as it is, but the very few services that are still open, have some limitations when we have weather events like this.
Kathy Alderman with Colorado Coalition for the Homeless. Tell me about your website. What's your resource page? Everybody's got a COVID-19 resource page. What do you have there at coloradocoalition.org?
Yeah, so we are trying to keep the community updated in terms of what the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless is doing, and including services that are being provided by other shelter providers or the city right now. We're trying to let people know, you know, how to get in touch with their case manager in this time, because we have had to move a lot of our services to teleservices or video services. But we do want to let the community know that the Stout Street Health Center continues to be open. We are seeing people for primary care, for behavioral health, and for COVID-related health care needs.
Such a complicated issue. Important work, Kathy. Please pass on our thanks to the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless and to all the providers. It doesn't get any easier. Fingers crossed that a stay on foreclosures and evictions will stop the inflow, and we won't add any more homeless to an already tense and stretched infrastructure.
Yes, we are asking for some help in that area, because we know that after this crisis is over, and we do believe that this crisis will subside, but it will take a long time, and many, many more people are going to be on the verge of homelessness, are going to be feeling a lot of instability with their current housing situation. And we're already so overwhelmed with the crisis of homelessness in the city of Denver and across the state of Colorado. So we really need to put systems in place to make sure that we can address all of those needs across that spectrum.
What do they say? A paycheck or two away from possible homelessness, right? Yeah, Kathy Alderman with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless. Thanks. Their website is coloradocoalition.org/COVID-19. That's COVID-19 for resources. Kathy Alderman, thanks very much. Please be safe. Stay warm.
Thank you so much. And thanks to all your listeners.